This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Tuesday, we're already rolling through the week on a Tuesday, and we have awesome freaking news at a state level. Horrible news at a state level. They're taking the pizza away from us. We will talk about that. We're going to talk about culture, influences, the Joe Biden blunders, and the new DOJ report on Jeffrey Epstein's suicide. All that and so much more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here. Why doesn't communism work? What is it? Let's just talk about it. Why all the death? Why all the destruction? I was doing some reading this morning on the Soviet Union and the very beginning of all of it. And of course, that horrible revolution and all the death and all the misery. And you read these people, the things they write all the time, the things they would publicize. And they talk about how we're going to make things equal and we're going to eliminate private property. So everyone owns everything and everything. But why, at its heart, why doesn't it work? Why is this an insane concept that sounds, honestly, really nice? If you were a kid, maybe a five-year-old who had not read the Anti-Communist Manifesto available at jessekellybook.com, and you heard this, this would sound nice, and in reality, it's horror beyond belief.
All of those things is building an economy, transforming the way we see the economy in a different way. In a way, again, that is equal, that does has equality, equity at the center of it, and leaves no one behind. And the president is very proud in what he's been able to do in the last 2 years.
Doesn't that sound like a nice economy? It leaves no one behind. You don't want to leave a man behind, do you? It's equitable. Equity focuses on equity, leaving nobody behind. And doesn't that sound wonderful? So if it sounds so wonderful, why doesn't it work? Here's why it doesn't work. Very, very rarely can bitterness, in fact, you might say never, but I hate to say that. So very rarely can bitterness create beauty. Very rare. Almost impossible. Bitterness can only destroy. Now, sometimes it can destroy a bad thing, depending on how you look at it. But no matter what way you look at it, when you on the inside are bitter, things aren't fair. What beautiful thing can come out of you when that's what's in your heart? You know, speaking of this, this is going to sound kind of sappy, but it's very, very true. What's in your heart is what comes out of your mouth. It's the truth. Do you know somebody in your life who is just kind of pleasant, and being around them is pleasant, and they're wonderful to you, always there with a compliment or support. You need help. They're there. Do you know why they're pleasant? Because they have a pleasant heart. And you know that person who's angry all the time, even if you consider that person friends, but you kind of feel yucky whenever you're around them. They just end up complaining about everything. Everything sucks. Everything miserable. That's because that person's heart is full of bitterness and misery. These people destroy everything because bitterness cannot create beauty. It was a big story. It's going everywhere right now. Obviously, New York City pizza is famous, not in New York City, around the world. People know about New York City pizza. You know, it's one of my favorite things about it. Can't walk 5 feet without seeing a great new pizza spot. Let's stop and grab a slice. That's just what you do. When I walk up and down the sidewalk, I've either got a hot dog in my mouth or pizza in my mouth when I'm walking up and down there. And of course, it comes out that New York is going to crack down on coal and wood-fired pizzerias. Well, that's a lot of them. especially coal, but it's a lot of them. It's a lot of pizzerias. They're told they have to cut carbon emissions by 75%. It's going to wreck New York City's pizza industry. And you had all these people worldwide saying, how could New York City do this? That's their industry. That's part of what New York City's known for, is their friggin' pizza. But how could you do that? That's who these people are. Destruction is not what they do. Violence is not what they do. If you think it's what they do, you're going to miss the boat. It's not what they do. It's who they are. It's woven into their very being. It's who they are. What's a good way I can describe this? Me. Let's focus on me. Shut up, Chris. I love to laugh, as you know. I love to make jokes, and I love to laugh. Now, that's just something, I assume that's just how God makes you. I'm sure your family has some influence there, but I like jokes. I like to laugh. That's not what I do. I don't laugh as something I do or crack a joke, appropriate or otherwise, as something I do. That's who I am. There's nothing you could do to take that out of me. It's woven into who I am. The same thing with them when it comes to destroying things. It's just what they do. Everything around them must burn. Everything. Whether they think they're the good guy, and most of the time they do. Whether they think they're really spreading equity. We need to be more equal. It doesn't matter the reasoning. Destroying things, it's just what they do. Simple as that. They can't help themselves. And when you read about the history of communism, like today, it's a coal-fired pizza oven in New York City. But this is just what they've done with everything they've ever touched historically. I actually brought up the Anti-Communist Manifesto just because it's obnoxious and I enjoy doing it. But I actually, one of the things I write about in there is in the Soviet Union, did you know that they destroyed the whaling industry? Pretty much without reason, I should mention. They just killed all the whales. And long after they decided that killing the whales didn't really do any good, there was still a quota of just please kill more whales. And it was pushing whalers further and further out to sea just because more things had to die. It's everything they touch. When we ask ourselves this question, and I get frustrated too, and I ask myself the same question, how could they destroy blank? Pick the thing you love. For me, probably one of the most heartbreaking things, not the most devastating for society, but one of the most heartbreaking things was football. NFL football. Why couldn't you just, you couldn't just leave football alone? Soon all your commie piece of trash idiot players have to get out there on the knee. America sucks. We're not coming out for the anthem. Ah, Black Lives Matter. You couldn't just leave football alone? No. You couldn't leave New York pizza alone? No. You couldn't leave the statues alone. Nickelodeon Jr., Disney, the education system, the legal profession, the Boy Scouts. They couldn't leave the Boy Scouts alone. They had to go gay the place up. Of course they did. It's not in their nature. And it's not, remember, it's not what they do. It's who they are. They can no more remove it from themselves than I can take away my sense of humor. It's just what they do.
All of those things is building an economy, transforming the way we see the economy in a different way. In a way, again, that is equal, that does has equity at the center of it, and leaves no one behind. And the president is very proud in what he's been able to do in the last 2 years.
We have to understand their nature before we can ever take them on. This is why I've been warning time and time again about moving, and I went over this last night again, so I'm not going to belabor the points. I don't want to beat everyone to death with the whole thing, but why? It's not just because of where they are, it's where they're going. Because we're going to talk about culture here. Non-binary identifying students, those are trans, skyrockets in New Jersey over 4,000% since 2019. The open destruction of America's youth. It's not something that's happening. It's something that they're doing on purpose, and they're not slowing down or saying sorry or hiding it. In blue places like New Jersey, New York, it's ramping up. It gets worse from here because that's who they are. They can't help themselves. And we'll talk about that. And we're going to do some culture stuff. Going to do a bunch of emails. Going to do some other things tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Let's protect the money we've earned in our lives. I know you've saved because you want to retire one day. I understand that. Whether that's coming in 5 years from now or 50 years from now, you would like to retire one day, and I understand that. But you know that they're going to destroy your 401k and IRA, right? As they destroy the value of the dollar, they're already wrecking it. They're going to pop that bubble with the stock market to wreck it even further. They're going to wreck our money, but they can't wreck silver or gold. Precious metals are untouchable. They're timeless. 5,000 years ago, they had incredible value. 5,000 years from now, they'll have incredible value. No matter how scummy these people are, they can't destroy the value of gold. Get in your IRA and 401k. Keep yourself from getting wiped out. Get gold and silver coins in your physical possession. But call Oxford Gold, who will handle all of this for you. They're awesome to work with. Call 833-995-GOLD, all right? 833-995-GOLD.
Jesse Kelly returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. We're digging into culture tonight because there's all kinds of culture stuff out there right now and stuff we need to discuss. How do we protect ourselves? How do we protect our children from the evils that are out there? Non-binary identifying students in New Jersey skyrocket over 4,000% since 2019. Obviously, this isn't some natural phenomenon where the kids are just finding out that they're actually the opposite sex. No, this is all a cultural influence. But where are these cultural influences? Where are they coming from? What's happening right now? Well, we have to understand that we are all susceptible to them. That's one. Remember, you are, I am, all of us are. Two, it's in our friends. It's in the people we surround ourselves with every day. And this is part of the reason I've encouraged you to move, not just for you, but for the sake of your children. And this is what I mean. This is part of what I mean. You remember I told you I moved back to Washington, D.C. for a year? So I run for office. I get out of the Marines. I run for office. I lose. And then I went back to doing construction. Then Gabrielle Giffords got shot. They called a special election. So I went back and ran in that too. And I won the primary again and then lost in the general. Well, I'm done running for office. I didn't like it. I want to stay in the game. So I moved back to D.C. for a year. We moved back to D.C. Super expensive. I hated it. That's not the point of the story. The point of the story is when you're in D.C., remember, D.C. is something insane, like 93%, 94% Democrat. It's worse than Manhattan. It's worse than it's just all Democrats there. So there aren't very many people on the right you can hang out with. But obviously, the wife and I want to hang out with people, especially on the weekends, get to know our neighbors. So we would find like-minded people. And the wildest thing about a place like D.C. was this. The people from the, quote, right that we would hang out with, they were never that far to the right. And whenever they took a strong position on something, like you're an anti-communist. Do you have strong positions on things? Things that you won't apologize for? I believe this about this. And if you disagree, you're wrong. You have positions like that, right? I'm glad you do. I hope you do. They'll never take a position like that on anything, even around me. They would voice an opinion on something, and immediately, just out of an instinct, they would start qualifying it. No, I'm with you, Jesse. I'm pro-life too. I mean, of course, look, if there's a rape or something like that, they just automatically are used to, in the form of a discussion, they're just automatically used to adding a qualifier to everything. having an opinion and then following it all up with, please don't yell at me though. Oh, don't be mad though. Oh, I'm not that bad though. Oh, I absolutely we should secure the border. It's one thing if someone came here when they were younger and then grew up here, but no, we should secure. It's everything comes with a qualifier. Everything. And why is that? Is it because they're all weaklings? Is it because they're all bad people? No, that's obviously the case somewhat, but that's not the case all the time. The point is the people they're around all day long are hostile to them and what they believe. And over time, it has broken down what they believe. It has influenced them in a way that is not good. When I tell people to get out, I look at the trans kids crap. Our kids, no matter how much time we spend with them at home trying to teach them right from wrong, and I'm glad we do that, right? I'm not saying don't do that. We still are going to send them out to the world. They're going to go immerse themselves in school and sports, in other activities that pull them away from your immediate care and out into the community around them. Remember, you're not sending them out into America. That's way too general. You're sending them out into New Jersey. Well, the second they leave your home, they are having cultural influences that are breaking them down because they're designed to destroy them and break them down. Everything is designed to destroy. Look, it may be a little, this is probably melodramatic, but it just popped into my head, and it's kind of the way I look at it with my sons, because we're very purposeful. We try to be purposeful with how we raise our sons. I'm certainly not father of the year, but I can't believe it. They've turned out pretty freaking well. And I will tell you, the way we look at everything outside of our home, including internet stuff, and it's not like we don't give them time on the internet or let them do their stuff there, but we look at everything outside of the home as wolves circling the house. And so when we send them out, it's not that I have to watch over them. We're not super protective, but I've tried to prepare them that the wolves are circling the house. And that's in Texas. That's in Texas. What's it like in your blue area? What is it like in New Jersey? Well, here's what it's like. They're telling little boys that they're little girls. Teachers are. Their fellow students are, who get it from other parts of our culture. Their entertainers are. The books they assign them in school are. The president of the United States and the entire Democrat Party is. Over and over and over and over again, they go out into the world and the wolves get their claws into them. We have got to do more to protect them, because these cultural influences are real. They affect all of us, and especially our kids who are uniquely vulnerable. All right, let's do some emails. Some state secrets, and the communist got busted being honest again. But he didn't change who he is. I'll explain in a minute.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show. You're welcome.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Did you hear Jen Psaki was still back out there trying to be the shield for the Biden family.
Yeah, what we saw with Hunter appearing at the state dinner was, in my suspicion, was the president, his son wanted to come, so his son's going to come to the dinner. Was that optically easier for the White House and the White House communications team? Absolutely not, but I suspect that was more in the family circumstance of him wanting to come and wanting to just, the president wanting to show that he loves his son and he's standing by him.
Oh, sure. It's just because he loves his son. That's definitely why. She also dropped this whopper out there.
There's one president who values our national security and protects our secrets. And there's another former president candidate.
Notice she didn't finish the word when she said protects documents. He protects our secrets.
There's one president who values our national security and protects our secrets. And there's.
Maybe she said that because this is something for you to keep in mind. Joe Biden had state secrets in open boxes in his garage that you can go look at on the internet right now. You can go look at a picture of them right now. He's got a picture of his car out in front of his garage and just boxes of state secrets sitting in the garage. It's not like you'd have to be some secret covert Chinese operative with Jesse Kelly level covert skills to get in there and get the state secrets. I think me, Chris, and Michael could walk in there playing the bongos and grab a couple of them and no one be the wiser in that daggone house. Gosh. All right, quit. Let's get to a couple things. Jesse, why are you the only conservative talk show host discussing the Nord Stream pipeline and saying that it was probably the U.S. that was responsible for destroying it? Are they afraid of someone? We all know the U.S. did it. Old Joe admitted it before the incident. Seymour Hersh wrote a convincing article about it. Congratulations on not being afraid of reporting the truth. Well, I'll tell you something. I'm going to get sidetracked here, but then I'll get back to the communist changing his language. Something that I am actually a little bit confused of, I think. I might understand it, but I think it. Just look, you're going to have to walk through my mental makeup here when it comes to this stuff. I get emails like this all the time. Every day we get emails like this. Jesse, thanks for saying this. Thanks for, and you'll say something to the effect of, thanks for being courageous or not being afraid or any of those things. So one, I don't think doing a radio show is courageous. I don't think speaking plain truths is courageous. People are out there doing courageous things right now. You probably are right now. I got firemen listening in the firehouse right now. You're about to go fight a burning blaze. I got state troopers out on patrol right now, all across the country listening. Come on, stop. But I do get people saying this to me a lot. And I get not just you, I get other guys on the radio and writers and TV people saying it. One who I will not reference, it's most definitely somebody you would know, said that I give them a backbone, courage. And that they do a show every single day that you would know for sure. And I'll be honest with you, I'm a little bit confused by that. I don't understand, like the Nord Stream 2 pipeline thing. That's an obvious truth. The president of the United States of America got up and said, we'll take out the pipeline. That's what he said. And then we did NATO drills with the U.S. Navy a mile away from the pipeline when the explosions happened in the pipeline. And we know that you can't just drop a couple M80 firecrackers in the water and put holes in a pipe like that. It was a professional job by a professional underwater demolitions team. And so when you thank me for saying something like that, look, I appreciate it. Don't get me wrong. I'm not mad about that. Thank you for saying something nice, but I don't understand why everyone doesn't say it. It's very obvious. And so that leads me to my point. You don't have to play it, Chris. Everyone knows it by now. Thank you though. But that leads me to my point. Am I supposed to be afraid of something? Everyone keeps bringing this up. Thanks for having the courage to do it. Thanks for giving me a spine. Thanks for saying it. What am I supposed to be worried about? Am I weird? Is that a weird question? Chris, Michael, is that a weird question? Why wouldn't I say it? What am I supposed to be worried about? I remember I had a friend, another friend that you would know. This is a different friend. And he came to me one day and he said, hey, Jesse, the stuff you say on the radio. And this is a friend, okay? And he said,
hey, do you ever, you ever get in trouble? And I said, trouble? Trouble with who? And he didn't really have an answer, which was weird. I thought immediately he was going to say with the bosses or suits. He kind of just repeated the question, do you ever get in trouble? And I said, so then I assumed, I said, are you talking about the suits? The boss, our bosses? No, they've been great. They've never, no. Why would I get in trouble? No. No, I wasn't really, he wasn't talking about them. He said, no, I wasn't really talking about them. Like, I don't know, get people super mad and stuff like that. I said, you mean like emails? Communist emails or phone calls or something like that? Or nasty messages on social media? Yeah, of course I get those all the time. Why does that matter at all? And you could tell, I don't know whether he didn't know what he wanted to describe to me or whether he felt embarrassed about describing what he was going to describe to me. I don't have any idea what people are talking about when they tell me I'm unafraid or courageous. This is all stuff you think and say too. There's nothing courageous about it at all. What am I supposed to be afraid of? I'm not going to get fired. I love Premier. They let me say whatever I freaking want whenever I want it. I'm not going to get fired from my TV show either. Same thing with them. They let me say and do whatever I want, as you can plainly tell. So since I'm not going to get fired, what am I supposed to be worried about? Mean emails? Calling my sponsors? You're going to call the advertisers to the show? You know what? Do me a favor. Call MyPillow and let them know that you're angry with me. I can't wait to hear what they say. No, give them a call. Give them a call. Do me a favor, communists, all you communists who are hate listening. Not only do I want you to call them, report back into me and let me know what they say afterwards. Send in an email and let me know how mad they are. We take the time to vet our advertisers on this show for a reason. They're all anti-communists, all of them. If you called and complained about me as a communist, they would call me and laugh. Or they'd send me screenshots of it. Hey, Jesse, look what they said. I've had that from the boys at Chalk more than once before. Jesse, listen to this idiot. Yeah, I don't understand what I'm supposed to be afraid of. That's an obvious truth that we blew up that Nord Stream pipeline. Thanks to President Poopy Pants, we know that we blew up the pipeline because he said it in front of the entire planet that we were going to blow up the pipeline. And yet America blowing up the pipeline is somehow still treated as a conspiracy theory. We were doing naval drills over the pipeline, and we told them we were going to do it. Of course we blew it up. And remember, we had our friend Green Beret Clay Martin on the show, and Clay told us, because I wanted to ask him specifically, I'm not one of these fancy Navy SEAL spec op types, I wanted to ask him who could do something like this, because it looked like a professional job to me. And he said it had to, he said a handful of nation states could even do it. Ukraine doesn't have the capability to do this. Russia probably does. Us, Britain, France, maybe Italy. He referenced someone else that I was surprised of. Maybe that was Italy, but there weren't many. There was four or five countries on the planet. China obviously could. Four or five countries on the planet with the capability of even doing something like this. And yet the official White House narrative is still, it was a Ukrainian separatist group. Like just a group of guys with AK-47s put on some flippers and a snorkel and just swam down there and put holes in the pipeline. Gosh. All right. Communist is changing his language. They think it's going to work. This is what they do all the time. We will discuss this in just a moment. Speaking of MyPillow, I brought up MyPillow earlier. I really do appreciate them more than I can explain. And it's not just that they provide great products. You already know about great products, the pillows, the mattress toppers, the all-season slippers that are on sale right now. It's their endless support in the face of communist heat. The communists know how to do these email campaigns and phone call campaigns to pressure these businesses. Hey, get rid of the Jesse Kelly Show and MyPillow. It's not that they've never wavered. They keep doubling down and tripling down. I love that, man. And I appreciate them very much. And I appreciate that they're selling their incredible all-season slippers for $25. Those are $149.98 slippers. They're selling them on closeout right now for $25. Go. Before they sell out of your color and size, which they do every time they do one of these.
Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special square, and use the promo code Jesse, or call 800-845-0544.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, Jesse at jessekellyshow.com. I am going to try to do an email roundup thing tonight where I'm going to flip the stack over and start from the back end. And I wish I'd put that differently. New York governor signed safe haven law for transgender youth.
Keep telling you. I keep telling you. Did you hear Anna Navarro on The View?
The Hunter Biden story, the scandal, the this, the that, it's also the story of a father's love. And Joe Biden has never and will never give up on his son, Hunter, and will never treat him lesser than. And so he is a father first. Take it or leave it.
That's a story of a father's love. Of course it is. Jesse, I recently took the opportunity to purchase the Anti-Communist Manifesto at the chain bookstore located in the communist cesspool. I attempted to find the book on the shelf myself, but was unsuccessful when the store nose-pierced male employee, who was surely a communist himself, asked if I needed help. I proudly asked for the Anti-Communist Manifesto by Jesse Kelly. He found the last copy literally serving as a bookend to hold up the other political books. With disdain in his voice, he said that your book has been very popular. Hearing this gave me a bit of hope that there are some like-minded anti-communists located in my community. Anyway, on to my Ask Dr. Jesse. Well, I guess we're doing an Ask Dr. Jesse easy. You say you used to make grilled cheese sandwiches on your George Foreman grill when you were in the Marines. This had me thinking, have you ever tried mayonnaise for your searing medium? All right. I'm a mayonnaise fan. I'm not going to be painted as some kind of Jewish producer, Chris, like anti-mayo freak. I enjoy the tang of mayo. The mayo adds to a breakfast sandwich. Most burgers need mayo. My burger, of course, is so great it doesn't need mayo. Shut up, Chris. Mayo goes perfectly with eggs, Chris. It adds a little tang to that. Michael, where are you on the mayo on an egg sandwich thing? You know, and like an egg sandwich, Michael, mayo on an egg sandwich or a breakfast bagel, the greatest breakfast food ever, like an everything breakfast bagel, bacon, egg, cheese, and mayo. Thank you, Michael. Thank you. Yes, thank you, Michael. Gosh, Chris, you have no taste. Anyway, so I'm not anti-mayo. Because I'm very pro-mayo, I decided to dive in and do this thing people had been telling me about forever. I decided to put the mayo on the outside of the bread for a grilled cheese sandwich. Granted, it was only once. It didn't work at all. Don't get me wrong, it was okay. It added nothing that I could tell for the flavor. It certainly didn't add more than the butter on the outside of it added. And remember, I went into this with a good attitude, not like a Chris crappy attitude. I went into this with a good attitude where I wanted to like it because I'm so pro mayo, but it wasn't very good at all. Not very good at all. It just didn't do anything for me. Did you see what Idaho did? Oh, I got to get to this, what Idaho did. You know what? Give me a couple minutes. I want to get to more of these things first, and I'll get to what Idaho did. Jesse, I'm 16 years old and I compete in Christian Speech and Debate League called in it, I'm allowed to write a 10-minute prepared speech on anything I want, and I chose to make the topic about how America is turning communist thanks to you. This is the third largest speech and debate league in the country, so there are a lot of people who will be able to hear my speech. Thank you so much for the inspiration. I've been listening to your show every night for the past 2 years. That's freaking cool. That's cool. Chris, this is what it's like to be a huge, important celebrity and author. What, Chris? This is what it's like. I don't know why you can't just support me the way he does. Hey, Dr. Jesse, I'm an anti-communist redheaded dime. I've never keyed anyone's car, slashed their tires, or poisoned anyone. Why do you hate redheads so hard? That's all. And she says her name is Candy. Okay. Redheaded Candy. Listen, anybody can lie in an email. All right. You're a redhead. Your name is Candy. Oh, I have no doubt you're a dime. That I have no doubt about. Probably a head turner. Don't sit there and tell me you've never keyed anyone's car. Nobody believes that. All right. Nobody believes that, least of all me. Everyone knows you're a danger to everyone around you. Like a siren in an old one of those Greek tragedies, beckoning men off of the boat into the dangerous waters. That's what you are, Candy. That's who you are. Dear Dr. Jesse, other day you said either Trump or DeSantis would be the nominee. I believe that as well, but would you be willing to put your money where your mouth is and shave in another mustache if someone else wins? My daughter, 11-year-old daughter Sarah, and I love your show. If you could say her name on the radio, nothing would excite her more. Doing my best to raise an anti-communist. Shout out to Sarah on the show. And I can't shave in a mustache again. Let's see the best way I can put this. Remember, it's a family show. It always will be a family show. It will always be a show you can listen to with your children. That is a commitment I've always made. I, however, have needs. All right. When I shaved in the mustache last time, that mustache hung on. One, it was thick and beautiful, but it held on for a couple solid weeks before the beard grew in so much that you couldn't tell the mustache was there anymore. And let me just tell you, the wife was not a fan of not being consulted before the mustache was shaved in. She doesn't appreciate the beauty of the Burt Reynolds style Tom Selleck mustache that I grew. I looked like a young, probably more fit Tom Selleck. That's what I would say. That's how I, what, Chris? I did. She did not agree. She made some pretty mean references to me looking like a criminal. Yes, she mentioned Ron Jeremy. She mentions a bunch of other things. She was quite mean about the whole thing. Am I going to make another bet to shave in the mustache? I think we all know that I am, and I'm just going to roll the dice and see where it goes. What, Chris? Oh, that's a good point, Chris. I'll make the bet, and if it's wrong, we'll dub over the voice or delete that podcast and act like it never happened. Oh, gosh, that's perfect. Yes, that's perfect. All right. There's something great happening. It's in Idaho, but it's still great. Hang on.
This is an iHeart podcast.